From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Well, welcome to the Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast. I'm Penny Salden, TV editor, and joining me today is Don P. Brown, features copy editor.
Hi, Penny.
Happy Friday, Don.
You too.
Thank you. Don and I were invited by BBC America to take a sneak peek at the new series Being Human, which premieres at 8 p.m. Saturday, July 25th on BBC America. It follows the lives of three 20-somethings in their secret double lives as a werewolf, a vampire, and a ghost. The vampire, now let's start with the werewolf. The werewolf is played by Russell Tovey. He was in the History Boys movie. He's probably the only one of the three actors that we've seen before.
Right. His character's name is George.
He plays George, a mild-mannered, geeky guy who becomes a werewolf when the moon is full.
Right.
The vampire is played by Aidan Turner. He was in an Irish medical drama titled The Clinic. And he is Mitchell, a good-looking and laid-back vampire who has sworn off human blood, or is at least trying to kick the habit.
Trying to kick the habit. He's 113 years old. and
from Ireland.
And he is effortlessly cool, I think.
Yes, he is. And finally, the ghost is, her name is Annie. She is played by Lenora Cricklow, who was in a British teen drama called Sugar Rush. And Annie the ghost is insecure, and she haunts the house she and her fiancé lived in while she was alive.
So we have these three, I don't know, monsters,
yeah,
beings.
These three beings.
People or whatever who have secrets, have other lives.
And of course, George and Mitchell are renting, it is Mitchell, yeah, George and Mitchell are renting the house that Annie is haunting.
Right. They rented the house and they find Annie's ghost living there.
And all three long to blend in with their human neighbors.
Right. Which, hence the title, Being Human.
Being Human.
That these people are have these other existences, but they are striving to blend in with the community.
Yeah. And Don, when I first told you about this show, and basically all I told you was, you know, it's about a werewolf, a vampire, and a ghost, you didn't know what to think, did you?
No, I kind of laughed at that. I thought, well, this is going to be hilarious. It's a comedy, right? Well, I was surprised. It really isn't a comedy. And, you know, this show from the BBC, it originally has aired in Britain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it started airing January in Britain, and BBC Britain already has picked it up for a second season.
They did? Okay.
Yes.
Well, I think, from what I read, they originally billed it as a comedy drama in the UK, but really that didn't fit with me when I saw, I watched three episodes, mm-hmm. and you know, you would think it's sort of a cross between Friends and the Munsters, but it's really more of a dark drama, and it has tinges of horror. And can get quite bloody at times.
Yeah, well, one of the show's producers described it as having elements of comedy, horror, soap opera, and supernatural.
Uh-huh.
And they don't dwell too much on one. They're just kind of equal throughout and really gives it a good feel.
Right. Now, a few weeks back, we did look at another BBC show, Merlin, which is currently airing, or is it?
Yeah. It is a BBC production, but it's airing on NBC.
On NBC.
But you and I had done a previous podcast on Primeval, which is a BBC America show, you know,
right,
that they brought over from the BBC.
Right. Well, I'm thinking that this one trumps Merlin hands down.
Yeah, it's fun.
I enjoyed this show. And, you know, I probably wouldn't normally sit down and watch three episodes of a series. But this one I did. I wanted to watch all of them.
Mm-hmm. And there are actually six episodes make up season one, and they will air consecutive Saturdays at 8 p.m. through August 29th on BBC America.
Okay. Well, I will say that the characters, the three main characters, and there are other characters in the story, different subplots, mm-hmm. that really held my interest. But one thing is that I felt like I could really get to know these three characters, the werewolf, the vampire, and the ghost. And And the acting and the writing really made me care about what happens to them. And so I really was drawn into the storyline that way. It wasn't something to laugh about. It almost appeared like this was a real life situation when you're watching it. So, you know, really interesting.
Yeah, well, I like it. I like all the BBC productions that BBC America has picked up like this. So, well, are we ready to rate it?
Well, sure, I'll rate it. I'll give it.
Okay, 10's outstanding.
On a scale of 10, I would give it a 9 out of 10.
Wow.
Yeah. And I thought it was a great show. Really interesting.
And you would follow it if you had BBC America available on your Cox cable.
Unfortunately, I don't have the higher tier of channels.
But BBC America is offered on Cox Digital Cable in one of the tiers, as well as Dish Network, DirecTV, and UVerse.
Mm-hmm.
So,
how would you rate it?
I too would give it a 9 because you know I rank it right up there with Torchwood, and Torchwood is one of my favorite. I like Primeval too, and Robin Hood. So they're all done well, and the accents are easy to understand, which isn't always the case, as we have found.
Great. And you know how lately the vampire genre has been getting a lot of interest out there, and I think this falls right into that, and a lot of people will like it.
I think they will. So remember to tune in to the premiere of Being Human at 8 p.m. Saturday, July 25th on BBC America. And remember to return to the Oklahomans TV Preview Podcast again next week to hear another discussion of an upcoming TV show. But as always, this podcast is available any day, anytime at your convenience.